From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Secretary of Defense is in Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter announced in Baghdad Monday that the U.S. is providing more than 200 additional U.S. troops and several Apache attack helicopters to assist Iraqi forces in their fight to retake Mosul from Islamic State. Correspondent Carla Babb is with the Secretary and spoke with VOA about the Secretary's other goals.
He's looking at what can be done economically. What do the Iraqis need to help them rebuild the areas that they've retaken from the Islamic State? He's also looking at political reforms and pushing for political development within Baghdad. And then finally, he wants to look at the military campaign itself and see what can the U.S. contribute to the Iraqis and to the coalition.
Mr. Carter also traveled to Iraq Monday to talk with his commanders and Iraqi leaders about the ways the U.S. can ramp up its fight against ISIS. Just before daybreak in Ecuador, where rescue workers utilized giant earth-moving machinery to clear away debris in order to find more survivors in the 7.8 magnitude earthquake, the death toll from the massive quake has now risen to 350. Across the Pacific, two earthquakes on Japan's Kyushu Island has left at least 42 dead. A court in Kyiv has convicted two Russian servicemen captured in eastern Ukraine of terrorism and other crimes and sentenced them each to 14 years in prison. The court on Monday found Alexander Alexandrov and his commander Yevgeny Yerofeyev guilty of waging a war of aggression against Ukraine. Both Alexandrov and Yerofeyev acknowledged being Russian servicemen, but Russia's defense ministry said that they had resigned from duty and traveled to Ukraine on their own. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke with South Sudan's president and the top rebel leader on Monday, urging them to quickly establish their transitional government, seen as a vital step to ending the country's civil war. The telephone calls came as rebel leader Riek Machar prepared to return to the capital of Juba to be sworn in as first vice president and set up the government with President Salva Kiir. The United Nations says Mr. Ban commended Kiir for his decision to welcome Machar to Juba and called on him to implement security arrangements outlined in the peace deal that Mr. Kiir and Mr. Machar signed last August. The death toll from a raid into Ethiopia by South Sudanese gunmen has risen to 208, according to top Ethiopian officials. Mothers and children were among those killed in the attack on villages in Ethiopia's western Gambela region on Friday. The assailants also kidnapped more than 100 children and stole more than 2,000 cattle. Ethiopia is blaming the attack on members of South Sudan's Mural tribe. Envoys from Yemen's warring parties were due to begin new UN-brokered peace talks on Monday in Kuwait, but the negotiations appeared to be delayed with rebel delegates failing to arrive. Yemeni government officials accused the Houthis of intentionally delaying the process, which is aimed at ending an 18-month conflict that has killed more than 6,000 people and created a humanitarian crisis. Oil prices dropped today after major oil-producing nations failed to agree on a budget freeze to help stabilize the market. Ministers from 18 OPEC and non-OPEC countries said after a meeting in Qatar that they need more time to make a decision about capping production at January levels. VOA asked oil analyst Carl Larry of Frost & Sullivan why they need more time.
The issue here is that everybody has to get on the same page. And when it comes down to oil and money and power, everybody has to share. And that's always been a problem with OPEC. It's sharing the wealth. So I think everybody wants to do this. They want to see higher oil prices to make their incomes better, their economies better. But it's a matter of sharing that at the same time.
The lower prices have cost oil exporters billions of dollars and damaged some already fragile economies. United Nations warned Monday that growing attacks as well as the misuse of medical and educational facilities by all parties to the Afghan conflict have reduced the availability of health care and limited children's access to these essential services in the past 3 years. And hundreds of East African migrants are believed dead after their boat capsized in eastern Mediterranean. Witnesses and survivors told VOA on Monday that the vessel overturned while carrying as many as 500 people. An unknown number swam to boats nearby and were later picked up and taken to Greece. The incident happened now 10 days ago on April the 8th, but was first reported by the BBC late Sunday. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.